Let's get swept away by the actual night sky. The spotlight is on Jupiter. This year, it's at its closest and brightest now, in springtime. In fact, it's the brightest star in the south, and it's to the left of the moon tonight, tomorrow, and Tuesday nights, so it's easy to find. If it's clear, you'll see a little star just below it. And although that dim star is 100 times less bright than Jupiter, it's still the brightest star of Libra. So its scientific name is Alpha Libri. But its classical, ancient, traditional name is Zuben el Janubi. Point it out to kids tonight, and it'll make them giggle. Zuben el Janubi. And wait till you tell them what it means. In Arabic, the name means the southern claw. But the constellation Libra is supposed to look like a scale. How can a scale have claws? It's like something out of a dieter's nightmare, a scale chasing you around with its claw, like a punishment for having too much pizza or something. But there's logic behind it. Look way to Jupiter's left, and there's the beautiful constellation Scorpius the Scorpion. So the little star below Jupiter used to be, a long time ago, the southern claw of the scorpion. Hey, while you're out, look both to the left and right of Jupiter, and you'll see that Jupiter floats halfway between two very bright stars. Far to Jupiter's left is the famous orange Antares, the alpha star of Scorpius. And the same distance to Jupiter's right is the blue Spica, the alpha star of Virgo, and the bluest star in the entire sky. Orange and blue. And again, the little alpha star of Libra dangles very close to Jupiter. It's very cool, easy stargazing. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.